Corporation, its distributors and dealers throughout the United States and Canada, invite you to relax and listen to a full hour of sparkling entertainment with Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, Bob Johnston, Eileen Woods, and Hilo Jack and the Dame. We know you want to hear the news the minute it comes in, so our Philco reporter is waiting in the newsroom to relay it to you direct from the wire. And here's Paul Whiteman, who's already counted 100 by fives and is ready to shout, come out, wherever you are. Was the most popular boy on the block for hide and seek. He was wonderful to hide behind. Paul Whiteman.
That introduction, for which no thanks are due, was by Glenn Riggs. And what I know about Glenn when he was a kid. Remember the one who took elocution lessons? The one the teacher always called on for the Wreck of the Hesperus with gestures? Well, sir, that's how radio announcers are born.
Now, don't you go tattling on Glenn, Paul. I've got something on you, too. I saw your new picture, Atlantic City.
Ouchie-ma-gotcha. Flattery will get you nowhere, Miss Woods.
Flattery? After you came on in that little odd Fauntleroy suit? Don't you go making fun of Glenn.
Okay, I think I give up. But let me tell you, wearing one of those sissy suits when you grow up isn't half the trouble it was when I was a kid.
Oh, Mr. Paul, you don't mean you really wore one of them crazy suits when you were a kid.
Did I wear one? How do you think I got to be known as the 10-year-old Dempsey of Denver? Had to fight my way through all the boys before the girls would play with me.
Oh, you went up on me, Paul. I didn't ever fight to get close to girls. Oh, brother, if I knew then what I know now.
By an odd coincidence, that wouldn't be a song cue.
It could be, yeah.
Well, let's get on with it.
How I regret, dear, the day that I said goodbye. It's all over now. If we could live that day over again, I'd have you here somehow. If I knew then what I know now, if I knew then you'd be here now, I'd trade the world and its gold to have and to hold the one thing in life I love. If I knew the were set apart. If I had only taken your dreams and made them part of mine, if I knew then what I the world and its gold to have and to hold the one thing in life I lost. If I knew then what I know now, we would never have drifted apart. If I had only taken your dreams and made them part of mine, if I knew then what I know.
One reason why Philco was the leader in the radio industry for 12 straight years before the war, why more people today are listening to their favorite programs over a Philco than any other make of radio, is the extensive modern research laboratories maintained by Philco. More than 500 engineers, scientists, technicians, and research assistants worked to develop new ideas in these Philco laboratories. Before the war, they pioneered in improving the range, performance, and tone of Philco radios and radio phonographs, providing better radio reception and greater enjoyment from recorded music. Today, their achievements include new radar and electronic weapons that are helping our fighters to crush the enemy. Tomorrow, these Philco research scientists will devote their widely varied skills once more to peacetime progress. In their laboratories, they will translate the modern achievements of electronic science into greater enjoyment of radio and recorded music. And in your home, the Philco name, famous for quality the world over, will more than ever stand for leadership.
Out Chicago way, there's a musician who's creating a real sensation these days. His name is Mel Henke. Mel is what's known as a piano player's piano player. And whenever the big timers are going through Chicago, they always make a beeline for Mel's piano and just sit around and watch and gape with amazement. Today, we've persuaded Mel to make a vacation from the windy town and show us some of his unusual brand of piano playing. So here he is, chilling, Mel Henke. First with the chorus and I Surrender There. You can take it, Mel. And now, topping off with the band and Juba Dance. Downbeat, Mel.
My last name's Riggs. My first is Glenn. For Eileen Woods, I have a yen. This yen for Woods gets Riggs nowhere. For Glenn, Eileen can't seem to care. Oh, woe is Riggs. Oh, Glenn is sad. Oh, woe is Riggs. He's got it bad.
My name's Eileen. My last name's Woods. This Riggs is giving you the good. His rhyme's all right. His reason's wrong. His business to announce my song. He talks of love. He's made for it. But get this, Glenn, you're paid for it.
Oh, you want me to announce you?
You do, or I'll denounce you.
Well, Philco before romance. Miss Eileen Wood sings Some Peaceful Evening.
For me, for you.
High on the list of the Whiteman Home Industries is our personal boiler factory, the Bouncing Brass. 8 solid citizens complete with trumpets and trombones, ready to hammer out some pear-shaped tones for you. There's the Bouncing Brass and Pagan Love Song. Take it, boys.
For today's easy lesson on how to blow the roof off a house, Hilo, Jack, and the Dame have selected an item called cockles and mussels. Now, the kids have lined up, filled their mutual esophagi full of air, and, well, all I can say is duck, brother. They're coming at you.
In Dublin festivities, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on Sweet Molly Malone, and she wheeled her barrel. Broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, yes, alive.
Cockles. and mussels and shrimps from Brussels, big snails and bales and blubber from whales, alive.
Yes, alive.
She was a fishmonger, but sure it was no wonder, for so were her father and mother before. They each wheeled their barrel through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels alive, yes, alive.
Father and mother and her old beak, brother than a hawk and them fish, just to keep one another alive.
Yes, alive.
She died of a favor, and no one could save her, and that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Her ghost wheels a barrow, two streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels alive, yes, alive. Cockles and mussels alive,
yes, alive.
Sweet Molly was a keeper who died on the cockles on living, but alas, poor Molly, she was a fishmonger, and it isn't any wonder she died of a favor and no longer favor.
That was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Nevermore will I hear Molly calling. She's gone with a father and a mother and a brother, but a ghost is about, and she's got an air gun car.
At this moment, our Philco reporter, George Hayes, is standing by in the newsroom to bring you the latest news hot off the wires. So here we go to the newsroom. Go ahead, George Hayes.
American troops have reached the River Marne, near the town of Lagny, 15 miles due east of Paris. That's the latest official word on the mighty push through northern France, one of the most terrific drives this war has seen. Our forces also have seized Passy, a point well beyond Paris, just 33 miles from historic Chateau Thierry. And while headquarters definitely places our men in Passy, correspondents are hinting that American tanks are well past the town, darting and slashing their way through the battlefields used by another American generation, the last one. General Patton's thundering drive apparently is pointed straight at the gateway city of Metz, one of a few really good routes into the Reich. On the other side of Paris, General Bradley's First Army is well across the River Seine, but its location right now is being kept a tight secret while new offensives develop. Farther west, British troops have shoved forward to outflank the city of Rouen. They're now shelling the roads from that spot to Calais and Belgium. Paris is quieting down again tonight, a case of mass exhaustion. First, there was the liberation, then the celebration, and finally the arrival of General Eisenhower. He drove into the city for a look around, accepted an almost hysterical greeting from all Paris, then went back to his maps. Two incidents have marred the past 2 days. German planes skipped in over the city during the night, bombing and machine-gunning streets. And Gordon Fraser, Blue Network correspondent, revealed today that a group of French fascists made two attempts on the life of General de Gaulle. Both failed completely. A new factor entered the air war today, amounting to final proof that the Luftwaffe is now an empty issue. 500 Halifax bombers, the huge night-flying RAF planes, joined our fortresses and liberators in a pounding of German industry. The British heavies heaped 4 tons of bombs apiece on synthetic oil plants in the Ruhr, then returned to their bases without loss. In southern France, another armored task force, similar to the one in the north, has lunged up the Rhone Valley to the city of Valence, 73 miles from the Mediterranean Sea. Again, units are probably farther along the road than headquarters admits. But in this type of fighting, publicity is dangerous. Well, Marshal Stalin and his staff are very busy tonight, busy turning out new orders of the day. The first places red troops 72 miles from Bucharest. The second announces the fall of Galati, the city which guards the gap of the same name. And the third order, just in, says red troops captured 18,000 German soldiers and 4 generals in today's action alone. And that's the news from your Philco reporter.
Thank you, George Hayes. With you.
Well, right now we're getting ready for our collector's item of the day. By that we mean that certain record you always put on the phonograph yourself
because you're afraid someone will break it. The record I referred to is one of the top sellers by Glenn Miller. And one of the reasons we're playing it is that Glenn isn't here to do it for himself. He's now Major Glenn Miller of the Air Corps and otherwise engaged. So pinch hitting for him, we'll give you the Miller arrangement of In the Mood.
Brings us to the halfway mark of the Philco Summer Hour. We'll be back in a minute with the second half. Right now, this is the Blue Network. This is the Philco Summer Hour with Eileen Woods, Bob Johnston, Hilo Jack and the Dame, and Paul Whiteman and the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus. We open the second half of the show with Paul Whiteman and the orchestra singing the praises of Pretty Kitty Blue Eyes.
Yeah.
For 3 years before the war, Philco refrigeration engineers saw frozen foods coming. With foresight and courage, they were the first to introduce a complete line of refrigerators with genuine facilities for frozen storage. Not the makeshift design that merely added a puny and efficient space to the ice cube chamber, but true advanced design that gave you a full-size, separate, completely enclosed compartment specially designed for frozen storage. So, after victory, when refrigerators appear again on your dealer's floor, Philco engineers will speak with authority and experience. In the Philco refrigerator, you will get frozen storage facilities that are tested by years of actual use and backed by years of pioneering research. Of course, a frozen food compartment will be one of the features you'll insist upon in your refrigerator of the future. You'll want to know that it's dependable, efficient, and reliable. That's when Philco experience will count. That's why it will pay you to watch Philco in refrigeration after the war.
Every now and then a tune comes out that doesn't set the world on fire right away, but slowly and but surely, over a period of time, grows and grows and just sort of finds a place for itself on your list of musical favorites. One such song is Jimmy Shelton's Lamplight, a swell tune to be sung by two swell singers, Eileen Woods and Bob Johnston.
Today's now and then spot.
Coming right up, Glenn, and when we say then, we really mean then. This goes way back to the days when Whiteman didn't get away with just leading the band. No, sir, I scraped away at the fiddle just as hard as the other eight guys attacked their instruments.
And in the attacking force was Mike Pingator, no doubt.
Yes, sir. Pingator, the bombardier of the banjo, was hitting on all four strings, and he's in there pitching today.
Paul, if I'm going to play, you're going to play. So get out the fiddle and go to work.
You're a hard man whispering, Mike, but I'll do it. Here we go, just like we did on that old record called The Best Ever Medley.
There goes Whiteman. The fiddle's up. It's down. It's up again. The Best Ever Medley.
Thank you. Well, that was how it went then. Uh-oh, Paul just stepped on his fiddle, dropped his continuity, and can't find his baton. But anyway, he's going to show you how it would be played now.
Bob Johnson, what you got for us now?
A tune I did several weeks ago, Glenn. I think it's a honey of a tune, and a lot of people have told me that they think so, too. So here it is. I'll Remember April. This lovely day will lengthen in evening. We'll sigh goodbye to all we've ever had. Alone, where we have walked together, I'll remember April and be glad. Be content, you loved me once in April. Your lips were warm and love and spring were new. But I'm not afraid of autumn and her sorrow. For I'll remember the fire will dwindle into glowing ashes, for flames and love live such a little while. I won't forget, but I won't be lonely. I'll remember April.
Thank you.
but I'm not afraid of autumn and her sorrow, for I'll remember April and you. The fire will dwindle into glowing ashes, for flames and love live such a little while. I won't forget, but I won't be lonely. I'll remember April.
Sing with the band, a kid named Johnny Murphy. Johnny's done a lot of things since then. He's done a lot more singing, and right now he's the MC on his own radio show. But his chief claim to fame is his songwriting. Johnny's not only written some good tunes himself, but he's written great lyrics for the songs of his pals. We've put a few of them together, and here we come with a Johnny Mercer medley.
My mama done told me when I was in the band. My mama done told me, son, a woman will sweet talk and give you the big eyes. But when the sweet talk is done, a woman's a two-faced, a worrisome thing will lead you to sing the blues in the night.
Love comes from the is a G.I. Jack. Man alive. It starts with the bugler blowing rapidly over your bed when you arrive. Jack, that's the G.I. Jack. Rudity-toot. Jump in your suit. Make a salute. You wash and dress, more or less. You go get your breakfast in a beautiful little cafe they call the Mess. Jack, when you convalesce, out of your seat, into the street, make with the feet. Hey! If you're a PVP, you do the
If you're listening to this program on an automobile radio, chances are it's a Philco. Well, the vast majority of radios in the automobiles of America were manufactured by Philco. Naturally enough, because Philco engineers pioneered in developing a practical automobile radio at a reasonable price. And year by year, the motor car industry depended upon Philco for finer tone and better radio performance. After the war, you can expect further important improvements by Philco in automobile radios. War research has developed many ideas that are directly applicable to car radios. In rugged construction, in shielding against noises, in crowding maximum performance into compact space. Someday after V-Day, you'll enjoy these new developments in your automobile radio, engineered and built by Philco.
Well, folks, that's it for today. This is Paul Whiteman. We'll be looking for you next Sunday. See you then.
Next Sunday, same time, same station, relax and listen to the Philco Hour with Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, Eileen Wood, Bob Johnston, a new rhythm group, Four Chicks and Chuck, and another Whiteman alumnus. This is Glenn Riggs saying goodbye for Philco dealers and distributors throughout the United States and Canada, and from Philco Corporation, makers today of radar and electronic materials to help win the war. Makers tomorrow of materials for good living in a world at peace. This is the Blue Network. Farmers have the biggest harvesting job in history to do, and they're hanging out the biggest help wanted sign. They need 4 million volunteers, men, women, boys, and girls, for part-time farm work. This is your opportunity to give America's hardworking...